Welcome to DID, the People's Podcast. All right, let's rattle off announcements. I was told that we took too long in the announcements last week, and after, I think we did. But last week's episode was the purpose of it.
Yeah, it was an announcement-heavy episode.
It was the People's Brand
announcement.
Announcement, yeah, so that's why. But we'll rattle off. We don't have too many updates today.
Yeah.
We're switching our name. Mm-hmm. Don't fret.
It's all good.
We're still DID. We just changed to DID Productions as a whole, and we kind of took the dots out of DID.
Yeah.
More of a business move because we'll be able, you can find us better. I did it on YouTube and Instagram already. We pop up right at the top on both of those.
Yeah, some SEO right there.
Yeah, business moves.
That's what we like to see.
Because I've been told that it's hard to find us on stuff.
Yeah.
So
we're the People's Brand. We gotta be easy to find.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You think we can do that on Spotify and stuff?
We're gonna find out. Yeah.
That's the big announcement. I'm trying to think. That's it. Do we want to do... So this is episode 4.
Yeah.
Episode 5? Are we bringing guest number 1 in?
Sure.
Is that what we're going to do? We'll have to contact.
Yeah, yeah. If the schedule works out with them, okay, then we'll bring a guest on. If not, then...
So I was thinking, how are we going to do that setup in here?
Yeah, I've been thinking about setup in general. I think we need a better setup.
Yeah? Yeah.
Because it's kind of a weird...
Like a range too and everything.
Yeah.
We should probably face them a little more.
I've been thinking that too, yeah, because like only occasionally we'll just like glance over.
Yeah, but if we're...
We'll just sit like this the whole episode. Listeners, if you're not watching us, you can hear our chairs as they glide across my wooden floor. Wood on wood action, if you will.
We should do this for this episode.
All right, you know. Hopefully the mic can pick us up, because now it's over here and we're talking about it.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't test that.
Yeah.
Let's just spin back.
We gotta get another mic, yeah. Too, yeah.
I think, yeah, if we get 2, like, quality mics.
Yeah, you know, like, where they're sitting in front of us.
Yeah.
We're all classic.
And then we get the headphones.
Uh-huh. It will, like, hear our voice, and we'll be talking different.
It'll come.
Yeah, yeah.
We're starting to get, you know, you guys are liking it, so... We're going to start investing into it here soon.
Yeah, speaking of investing, we do have a link in all of our, like, Spotify and, like, YouTube and stuff like that. There's a link where you can support us, and it'll just take you to a page where you can, like, donate. It's kind of a weird plug, but, I mean, like, it's there, so might as well tell you guys about it.
We're sponsored now, too.
Yeah, we are sponsored.
Sponsored by Anchor. I don't know. If you listen to the Spotify version, you probably got hit with an ad before this.
Yeah, we made... 4 cents.
What? You don't need to say that out loud.
I feel like I felt like keeping them in there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not like we're here for the money, guys. We made 4 cents. We're just letting you know, you know? The People's Brand. We're transparent.
So that pulled in about, on Spotify, that means that pulled in about 40 views.
Yeah, pretty good.
Or on all platforms besides YouTube.
Yeah.
And then the YouTube SoundCloud one pulled up 70 views.
Yeah, we don't get anything, so. Not bad.
That's good.
Shout out cents. For listening, guys.
Yeah. Those are the big ones.
Yeah, about 40 cents is going right back in.
Right back into the production quality.
Yeah, it's paying for this episode's lighting. One light. 40 cents worth of electricity.
And we're DID Productions now. Took the 2 dots out.
Yeah.
So.
We're moving those dots over. We're going to make $40 next time.
There you go. All right, that's all for updates.
Yeah, quick announcements.
Yep, you guys liked the song last week. That was cool.
Yeah, shout out. Maybe we'll even plug a new one this week. Who knows?
Maybe, possibly, or a beat or something.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the metal stick thing that's popping up around the world?
Oh, the monolith?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I have thoughts about that.
Lay it on here.
So, Yeah, it popped up in Utah, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, don't come visit it because it's really hard to get to. And then, of course, everyone in the world was like, I'm going to go there, obviously.
And it wasn't that hard to get to, from what I heard.
Yeah. And then some people took it down. There's a video you can watch of them like ripping it out of the ground in like a wheelbarrow and removing it. It looks like it's just like plywood on the inside. There's definitely like a human being, and you can see the rivets. But then like apparently another one popped up in like California.
That was the third one.
Right.
There was one in, was it Italy?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And that one got appeared and disappeared. And after that one happened, everyone, that's when it was like, get this marketing campaign out of here. Like,
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. Because.
Did you see what happened to the California one?
No.
These, like, religious people went there and they, like, did a whole, like, chant and they took it down. Like, in the middle of the night, they live streamed it or something. And they did this weird chant there and they took the one down in California.
I love California. What a place.
Well, I mean, we'll be there. We'll have a house in the hills soon.
Yeah, we'll be in the hills.
But I'm not a... I probably shouldn't say that, because what if we have people in California listening?
Yeah. I don't know. So, like, my views on the monolith, though...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you remember, but when I was a freshman in college, there was these chalk drawings that started showing up on colleges across the U.S., mostly, like, California and Colorado, some other places.
Okay.
And it was, like, a weird circle with some dots... And in the middle was a USB, and on that USB was like random code, just like random numbers and letters and stuff.
Yeah.
And it would take you sometimes to like a link of like an encrypted video of something really weird happening. And so I ended up finding one at UCCS when I was a freshman, and I started a Google Doc that what became the hub of breaking down this entire mystery. So I became like the forefront of this really weird chalk mystery. So there's like 30 colleges on this Google Doc, right? Yeah. And I'm like trying to moderate. That did not go well. I still worked at the paper team, which is great because they called me and they're like, hey, we're trying to write a story on this. And it turns out like you're the guy running it. But yeah, it just turned out to be like this really obscure marketing campaign for some like a musician that was not that good. And it was like a huge letdown. So...
Wow.
My like ideas like on the model, when I saw the first one in Utah, like it's really, it was like well done. It looks pretty. It's in a great location. Like,
yeah.
From like an art standpoint, well done. It's minimalist.
Everyone thought it was aliens.
Yeah. Like,
it's like, okay.
That's, I guess like from an art point, like if people think it's aliens, like you did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Convincing people. Yeah. Then the other two popped up and I was like a little more disappointed.
Like then it started becoming marketing schemey.
Yeah, so if this comes out like it's some freaking dude who's just trying to promote an album or whatever, I'm not going to be thrilled, I'll be honest. If it's like some like performance artist and they're doing this for like an installation piece or like a commentary on self-reflection in our environment for like a political purpose of global warming, sick. Respect. But if they're like, check me out on SoundCloud, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. Maybe we should get into that marketing idea.
Keep the DID monolith coming to a state near you.
But it won't be us. You won't know what it is.
It's just going to be like a balloon with a giant face on it.
Yeah. With our at. Yeah. DID Productions, not DID.
At DID Productions.
Dang, yeah. I think the first one was kind of legit.
Yeah,
definitely. I was like, oh, this is nice. And then once the second one popped up, it did look kind of garbage.
It's just like, the shock value goes down.
Yeah. Like, then it just starts turning into, like, just lame.
Yeah.
Like, cool.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I feel like it's like a Kanye West type.
Whoa. I didn't think about that.
You know, like, maybe like a global artist already. Or like a Shia LaBeouf. Like, when he was,
when he did that.
Tweeting out coordinates for no reason.
And then he ended up releasing that, like, movement. Yeah. Where they stood there and talked into the thing on live stream for, like, 24 hours a day, however long they did it.
Yeah. Could be a celebrity.
I think Kanye, I didn't think about that one. Because... it looks very Kanye Westy, and he does have. He was supposed to drop an album a couple months ago, never did.
See?
But he started releasing that music. Yeah, I think. Pops. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf, another good pick.
Thank you. I'm always keen on my conspiracy theories.
Yeah. If you will. And Shia LaBeouf is the lead front runner.
Real cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Did you see when he did his other live stream when he watched all his movies from start to finish? 24 hours. People were allowed, anyone was allowed to go in, kind of, I think.
Yeah.
It was a, you gotta look it up.
Yeah.
He watches his movies from the beginning to the end, just 24 hours. He was taking naps in between and stuff like that. And people are just coming in, and you could see, like, nobody, I don't think, I think the way it was set up, it was like, don't bother him.
Yeah.
But you can go in.
And like, view them.
Yeah. And, like, he's up in the front kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there. People, because people were in there just watching, like, actually watching the movie, and he's just up there watching his own movies, laughing at himself. Classic Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
What a turnaround that guy's had. Because then he did, like, Honey.
Yeah.
Honey Boy or whatever, and that movie was really good.
He's doing good.
Yeah, right now he's in that one where he's, he got all yatted up. Looks
sick. Yeah, the, oh, what is it called? I haven't watched it yet. I heard it was pretty mediocre.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a good movie.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, crazy. That one looks good, though.
Big turnaround from,
yeah,
well, like, 5-10 years ago. He's, like, he's off the deep end.
Yeah.
He's respect back. It. Yeah.
And then he, did you see when he did the thing about all the celebrities, they acted out something over COVID, and he was going hard on his acting. He was classic Shia LaBeouf.
You can do it!
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf.
What a character, huh? I want to be Shia LaBeouf someday.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys know Shia LaBeouf, send him our way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a great guest.
All you Californians.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be really fun to, like, interview.
Interview. Missed a quick announcement.
Oh, yeah.
We have one of three
DI3s
selected. One of them has been selected. It's a good pick.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
We'll wait to announce until we have all of them.
No,
we'll do, like, a sick drop.
Yeah.
Probably like a sheet or something.
We should probably pick in about a week.
Yeah.
So two more slots.
Yep.
We're looking.
Send us what you got.
Yeah, we had a couple people in the DMs.
Yep.
And then we kind of reached out. Yep, two more slots open. Anyways, off of DI3.
Yes.
Hmm.
They got me thinking about conspiracy theories, and that's just dangerous. I'm not, like, a conspiracy theory guy, but I just, like, think it's interesting to, like, to see what people think, you know?
Conspiracy theories, they have a lot... The reason they're successful is because they have a lot of, like, almost borderline proof that goes into it.
Yeah, some people get really dedicated to that. I'm always like, all right.
I was a big conspiracy guy in middle school.
Really?
That's where some of the people I was hanging around with were in it. And I remember they were just brainwashing me. Or should I say... opening my third eye. Yeah. I was actually waking up. That's what they were doing. Because I remember I was into it. Like, I could not go to the Denver airport without just...
Look at this mural.
Yeah. Look at this mural.
There's a Freemason symbol right here.
Yeah.
There's definitely something underneath.
It says New World Order thing. It doesn't even exist. And they have a whole statue.
Yeah.
Blast at the... airport, the horse statue guy.
Classic.
Yeah.
Killed its maker. Thing is cursed.
Underground.
Oh, yeah.
Owned by the queen.
Oh, yeah.
Swastika airstrips. Dude, that's like conspiracy moneymaker right there.
Yeah, DI is crazy. You ever? Yeah. Sometimes I watch those videos for fun.
Yeah. Because
there was like people from like Nebraska or like New York, like, so far away, and they're like, DIA is crazy, like, look at all, and then, like, you know, being locals, we've been there, like, a million times, it's like, oh, yeah, like, I frequent that.
Yeah.
Frequent flyer miles, if you will, being famous and all. When I'm not at the gym, that is.
Yeah, there you go. Middle school me was invested. My dad had a softball tournament one time when I was in middle school, and... it was in this random town up north, like past Denver. Just random small town. And it was this big tournament. And we just went, and right on the entrance of this town was a Freemason hut. And I was losing my mind there the whole day. Like, the Illuminati are here.
Wow.
They're in this town. This is where they live. Like, this is it.
You just stumbled upon it.
Yeah, I was just looking at all the locals, like, that's probably a reptilian right there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's probably a shapeshifter, without a doubt. I was invested. It was, I had a hard, like, I'd say year where I was like...
You're becoming Nicolas Cage in National Treasure.
Yeah, I was just looking at everything, not trusting anything.
Yeah.
Wow. It was fun, it was fun.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah. It was great. It kind of sucks that it goes away when you get older. Because I used to be very scared of ghosts and paranormal activity. And it was a blast watching Ghost Hunters every night and just scaring myself. And then, you know, years go by and nothing happens to you. You're just not invested anymore.
Troy, sad he has not been haunted yet.
Like, I was just... Every sound in the house... What was that? I was so paranoid back in those days. I never slept with my back to the door.
Are you, you're willingly, openly admitting right now that you're not afraid?
Of paranormal activity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the record, you're willing to say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you?
I'm about to haunt your ass.
Please. Oh, it would actually bring like excitement to me.
I'm going
to
be like at your place at 2 a.m. Ooh. Yeah.
No, it's different. It's different now. Like, it's completely gone, because if I were to hear that, I'd be like, I think someone's breaking into the house. It wouldn't be, yeah. I think there's a ghost in you.
That's kind of weird, actually.
Why?
You know, I guess I was on the same plane. I hadn't been haunted in a minute.
In a minute?
So I kind of was like, whatever.
Whoa. You said in a minute. You just skipped it.
We're already on a story track here. Keep it on a line. Have you ever done like anything like a Ouija board? A Ouija board?
I haven't.
See, you haven't even tried. Those are pretty cool. That like kind of like, you know, it was like a decline and it was like, oh, and I kind of like bumped up again.
Yeah.
And then lately I've been like in some predicaments where I'm in places late at night that are just like so creepy and I can't explain it. So I wouldn't necessarily say if it's like paranormal or if it's more I'm afraid I'm gonna get eaten by like wildlife or something.
Yeah.
There's definitely something like weird about it that like peaks the adrenaline.
Yeah. So yeah. You're just saying like I probably just haven't put myself in situations.
Yeah, maybe you're just like in a non-haunting lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Comment below if you'd like us to use a Ouija board on our next.
Gabby would be mad. Not that. She would not play with that.
I just watched Veronica the other day, and, like, she gets haunted by one of those. That movie was okay. It wasn't as good as I hoped.
Yeah. It's just confusing with the Ouijis, because you can find them at Target, made by Hasbro. Like,
yeah, they've always made it for a long time.
So it's like, how does it...
Well, yeah, then they used to be made even way further back by, like, witches and whatnot. You can also make your own.
That's where it came from.
Yeah.
I think those are legit, and if you make your own, that's kind of legit. But Hasbro?
How's it any different, like... It's not so much the medium itself. It's kind of like the ritual of calling them in and then providing a substance for them to talk to. So it's not like the materials of the board and like where it's made and such, but you have the board and the planchette and then through people using it and like being in that circle and calling them with an outlet for them to express themselves is more important. Like,
huh.
So yeah, it's less important about like, it is
where
weird.
It's from.
Yeah, it's like oh, it's like a kid's toy or whatever.
Yeah.
But like it's just like that, it's a medium for them to discuss through, and you're like, it's the people that are using it that become important and not so much the thing. It's just like letters.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I was always kind of like, there's no way. Like, it's a kid's company making this board game.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dang, I'll have to...
You just openly admitted you weren't afraid, so...
Yeah, no, I... Something needs to happen to me before I can even believe it. Not even not be afraid of it, but just believe it.
We'll just break all the rules when we do it. We won't sign goodbye. We'll take our fingers off the planchette a bunch. We'll be like really rude. And then you'll definitely get haunted and possessed.
Okay.
We'll be super down to witness that.
We'll record it.
Yeah.
And we'll do a podcast with not me in my body.
Sick. And we'll have an exorcist. Come and do an exorcism the next week.
by that time we'll have like the live stream set up. Yeah. And stuff. So it'd be a good episode.
Hey guys, this is Troy right here.
That'll be the guest, actually. The exorcism priest.
Sick. That's incredible. It's just Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. He happens to be an exorcist priest.
That'd be sick.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be a great talk. Again, if you know Shia LaBeouf, send him our way, because we got plans for
him. I know, dude. When we blow up, I got a checklist of who we're going to meet. And who we're gonna like try to make friends to.
Yeah.
But we won't release that list because we don't want, like, when we show up, we gotta play it cool. We've been over this.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna hey, what's up, Shia LaBeouf? Or actually, hey, what's up, Shia?
First name base.
Yeah.
What's up, Mr. B?
Nice to meet you. Yeah, you know, we're just doing our thing. It's cool.
I didn't know you were here.
But in the inside, I'm just gonna be freaking out. Heart's gonna be beating.
When I leave, I'm going to take his shoes.
As for a low-key autograph at the end. Yeah. Hey, my brother, he's a big fan. Yeah. Can you sign this for him?
Yeah. Hey, my pen's not working. Can you, like, write your name, make sure it works or whatever? Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, sick. Yeah, cool. Thanks, man. Oh, that's weird. It's your face? Oh, yeah. Wow, weird. Weird. It's the only thing I had on me.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to meet some people.
Oh, yeah.
Who else do you got on the list?
I'm not saying.
You're right. Yeah. Bad move.
Shia LaBeouf just came into conversation.
That's right.
Yeah. It's all good.
Dang, it's going to be nice when that opportunity opens up.
We have not been keeping track of time on it.
Yeah.
I'm only doing this to make sure our camera doesn't stop filming again.
Yeah, so we don't have to put a filler code in.
We're at 22, so.
Oh, plenty. Sick. Yeah. We can go a couple more minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to stop and start again. Just
sounds good. Give it a clap, too. Pause.
Hopefully it's a good clap now that I'm on film and being recorded. Oh,
it was all right. It was good enough.
Okay.
You don't want to do two claps because lining that up and finding it. Yeah.
For all the people out there that put audio to their video, you know what we're talking about. You select for you.
Dang, so conspiracies.
It was a quick episode. It was fast 20 minutes, man.
It's because we got on an actual topic today. I think this was like our first legit episode.
Yeah, probably.
The first three, we were introducing everything, setting up everything.
We got the history out of the way.
Yeah.
Now we're just people.
Yep. And with our first guest, we'll probably... there you go. With our first guest, we'll probably revert back a little to the history.
Either that or we just like keep them on track. Our guest too, like, I feel like... We'll have a good time.
We'll be
dropping stories.
Quality entertainment. Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you see that there are other podcasts arising?
I did, yeah. We have inspired some folks, so it seems.
Yeah. We don't have to get into that.
Nah.
This is cool.
It's cool. Do what you want.
Yeah.
Man, you ever like have things pop into your brain and you're like, why?
Not lately, because I can't think of one. Why?
My brain just popped. It was like, if we get to like some stupid goal, then we'd try and get our snail on the podcast. Can you imagine that?
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've heard the fish tank in the background. I have a snail.
That's it. He has a whole... We went over this. He has a whole aquarium.
Yeah.
Everything died except snail.
If we get to 300 followers on Instagram, we'll feature a snail. A real life snail. Can he be,
like, out here?
We're going to find out.
PETA's going to be bad.
Nah, I wouldn't kill my snail. He's the last living thing in my tank. I got to keep him alive.
Yeah.
French fries are dope. No, I'd get him like a little mobile tank, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And you could just hear him like chomping.
Or bubble up, like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Whatever snails do.
Oh, he's moving around right now.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time I came over, he was kind of lame.
Yeah, well, they...
He just sits up on the wall.
They're pretty nocturnal. Like,
whoa.
You're haunted.
Yeah. That was the first one. I actually... My friend across the street when I lived in Washington said his house was haunted. His whole family.
And you didn't go over there?
I did.
Oh.
And I tried so hard. They said that no was written on lipstick, like on the mirrors and stuff, and they all stayed in the living, like all kinds of crazy stuff. There was like, they had a big window that you couldn't get to unless you used a ladder, and there was handprints on there and you could see it from the outside, and I was so invested. Nothing ever happened when I was there. I'd be like, let me listen.
You're actually the exorcism guy. You just have like the ability to fend off spirits.
Yeah. I just show up. Yeah. I just show up at every. Like, go on.
Damn it, he's here.
I'm like the movie. Maybe I am. Yeah. Dead already. What's that movie? Spoiler alert.
Yeah. The one with what's his face and the younger what's his face.
Probably. Yeah. It's an older movie. Yeah. Like what is it called? Where it's like the family's in the house, right?
What?
It's the one. Oh no! It's a guy.
I was talking about the one with the little kid that, like, sees.
Oh, I'm talking about the old one where, like, he's dead the whole time and he's wondering why his family's ignoring him and stuff like that. And in the end, the big twist is, like, they're actually the ghosts. And, like, it shows the people at around a table and they're, like, ghost hunters or whatever. You know this movie. It's very... It's
there's
like,
just so many of those movies. I can't think of like which one.
But like then they're like in the house, but the whole time you think that their house is haunted from his perspective because stuff is like moving and he's getting mad, so he's like, stop. And then when you find out the twist the whole time, it's like now you see like the stuff getting, he's getting angry,
but knocking things out.
But he's the ghost. Oh, maybe that's me right now.
Yeah, that is. Or it's like Fight Club and we're just one.
Excellent movie. Brad Pitt. Stellar. Not on the list, by the way, but if he was, yeah, like...
Whatever. George Clooney, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's whatever. Exactly like Fight Club, but it was haunt.
Yeah, Haunted Fight Club.
What's the movie?
Spooky Club.
Ah, I can't think of the movie. Yeah. I'll know, or I'll look it up later.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Shall we... put a wrap on it?
Yeah, come haunt us at 123 Haunted Street.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice. We're past Halloween, so...
That's when you know it's real. Getting haunted on Halloween? Fake.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's over, that's different.
What about during the holidays?
Then you're just Scrooge.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, is it like a haunted
little Timmy's Christmas gonna come ghost? And tell you
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
We'll end her here. We may or may not have a guest next week.
Yeah.
If not, we'll come with the content, as always.
Beautiful.
All right. End episode.